Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. Since we started Hope Is Here almost 4 years ago in December of 2017, you've heard me often say how God never wastes a hurt, and that part of the acronym HOPE, that the letter O is open up to at least one other person. Today, you're going to hear from someone that has applied this principle in their life in a very painful area and share some of the freedom that has come from just taking that first courageous step and opening up to one other person. Jeff Musgrave is our guest today, and he's going to share how he applied this principle in his life. And Jeff, thanks for joining us today, man.
Greg, thanks so much for having me. I listen to the show all the time. It's kind of surreal to be sitting down here. But I appreciate the opportunity to speak on Hope Is Here because the ministry's had such a huge impact on my life. I know you talk about on the podcast about how you meet with people sometimes one-on-one and get to walk with them really closely, and I'm one of those people. The ministry of Hope Is Here and your ministry for me with your spiritual guidance has really helped change the trajectory of my life, and I know we're going to get into that, but I'm just really grateful to you. For how you've put yourself out there with Hope Is Here, how you've been vulnerable. That's had a huge impact on my life, and just grateful for that. And I'm pleased that I've got some resources that I get to share with the ministry because I want to see things like what have happened in my life happen for others. And I just, what you're doing through the power of Jesus is really incredible, and it's had a huge impact. So I just want to say thanks before we get rolling.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. You've been an inspiration to me. When there's been days the enemy has said, you know, man, why do you do that? Nobody's listening. And God's used you several times over the past 4 years just to say, hey, man, that God spoke to me today through that guest or through that program that you had. And in fact, that's one of the things that we're going to talk about today. So, you know, Jeff, we talked about Hope Is Here and the programs, and I use you as an example. A lot of people listen to the podcast as they're getting ready for work in the morning, and that's what you do. But one of the Hope Is Here programs was kind of a life changer for you. Do you mind sharing about that
one? Sure, absolutely. So I remember, as I typically do, listening to your program, and the topic got real. It got real. And that included talking about being sexually violated. And I was just like kind of one of those moments when it feels like the air leaves the room. And I was like, ooh, I've been there. I've experienced that. And I was like, man, how brave of Greg to share that hurt and that pain in your podcast, and how resilient people have been helpful for you to work through that process. That had a huge impact on me. And when we actually met the next time, I was like, hey, Greg, you know, I just barely had the courage to eke out kind of a me too. You know, I've been there. I went through that. I know you had you actually had a book across the room that you were getting ready to slide to me, kind of about resiliency and being strong. And you just kind of slid it back across the table. We're meeting for breakfast. It's like, have you talked to anyone about this? Because you could tell.
Yeah.
You could tell I hadn't talked to anyone about it. And that just kind of cracked the door open. That was really the first time I'd shared with anyone that I had been sexually violated as a child. And it gave me the courage to share with you. And I remember you were so gracious and so kind and so understanding. Of a 30 plus year old crying in a local breakfast store, but it was big.
Well, it took a lot of courage to do that, and that's one of the reasons I just appreciate you doing this, because us men, we like to hide it behind you know, our walls there and put our mask on, and we stay busy, you know, with our jobs, working out. You're married, you're an entrepreneur, you've got a lot of things going on. And yet, that day when we met for coffee and you shared your story and said, hey, me too, I remember I had tears in my eyes. You had tears in your eyes, but that was the start of your healing journey, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, you know, I had tried to deal with this on my own, and most of that was just pushing it down, saying, oh, it wasn't a big deal. It happened when I was a kid. I'm an adult now. I don't need to deal with this anymore. This is something I can handle on my own. That's in the past. But that had not worked. That didn't work for me. I think those feelings of guilt and shame were real. They impacted how I felt, and feeling very, despite the things that I've been able to accomplish, I'm grateful for, it just really was holding me back.
Yeah, it really does. And the reason I'm doing the show today is because he's talking about the guest, Rick Huttner, who wrote a book called Resilient People, A Journey from Childhood Abuse to Healing and Love. And I know, like Jeff, I kind of thought, well, maybe I'm probably the only one, and I can't tell anybody, and it's embarrassing, and the shame you talk about, and you feel dirty. And yet Rick Huttner did a tremendous amount of research sharing his journey of childhood sexual abuse and how alcoholism, a failed marriage, workaholism, all that, but Jesus helped to heal him through opening up to somebody and counseling. And yet the thing that was just a startling statistic to me, Jeff, was that over 7 million children a year are sexually violated, and yet doesn't seem like anybody ever wants to talk about it, do we?
No, I think that's one of the lies that we tell ourselves is, well, I must be the only one, or there's no one I can talk to about this. But that's shocking and just heartbreaking to think that so many people around us have dealt with a similar thing.
Yeah, there really has been a lot of people. And if you're listening today, I just I know God's speaking to you, and I want to encourage you to reach out to somebody just like Jeff did and that I did. And, man, it really does start the healing process. You know, Jeff, one of the things is we shared, and I knew, and because I knew the wound, but I wanted you to, you know, I do counseling. I wanted to get you some better help even than me with a good Christian counselor. Share some of the impact that you've had working with your Christian counselor over the past couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, it's really incredible. I didn't know what to expect. It's funny, just even the resistance and the journey to get there. I mean, I remember we met multiple weeks before you're like, hey, have you set up your appointment yet? Have you set up your appointment yet? No, I'm going to do it. Putting it off because I really didn't want to do it. And I was super nervous going for the first session. My counselor, Christian counselor, incredible. I mean, a woman of God who just clearly listening and guiding me through the process and listening during our session. And after the first session, I remember texting you because you're like, let me know how it goes. And I was like, she is very clearly hearing from God. This is where I need to be. It was emotional. It was challenging. It was hard to get there, but it has been absolutely life-changing for how I see myself and reclaiming my identity as a Christian in Christ and not trying to take on my identity as what happened to me and confusing those two things. That's an area I've struggled with for a long time. It's feeling like I'm enough, that I'm okay. And it's like, I'm okay because God's okay and God's in me. But it has really helped me in that area. And I didn't know why I struggled with that for so many years. I mean, I've been in Bible studies. I've gone to church for years. But I always came back to that identity piece. And I'm not saying I'm perfect and have it all figured out, but more consistently I can claim my identity in Christ and have confidence in who God says I am and not be wrapped up in what happened to me. So I've experienced a tremendous amount of freedom. It's changed how I relate to other people. It's helped my marriage. It's helped my business relationships, my relationships with my patients that I treat. Because I'm not tied to the outcome of all those things. I know God's got control of those things, and it's not I don't live or die by the outcome of everything that happens. You know, God's got that. Be responsible and accountable for what I can control, and I can leave the rest to Him, because I'm enough with Him.
Amen, brother. Well, I think one of the things, you know, you are a physical therapist, and God's given you a gift to help people with their physical bodies. But I think one of the things people just really resist is dealing with those emotional wounds, physical wounds. They come to you, physical injuries, as a physical therapist. And, you know, we want to be honest here, as we always are, and Hope is here. Going through this process, it was a lot of hard work with the counselor, but, man, it paid off, didn't it?
It did. You know, you've said this multiple times on the podcast. You say, you know, a good money on good counseling is money I wouldn't take back. I mean, it's worth every dollar of it. And I can second that and say that it's been life-changing for me. It's been life-changing in so many ways.
Well, and the thing I love about it, I share that I kind of go like with an oil change every 3,000 miles. You get oil change every few months. I go myself just because it's a safe place for an hour and the freedom that comes from it. So I really want to encourage you to think about that. You know, as you opened up, you got freedom in those things and the wounds. One of the things that was amazing, you actually ran into your abuser recently. Talk about that.
Yeah, so I've been through almost a year of counseling, which has been very helpful. And I was actually at my place of work, unexpectedly ran into my abuser. And I just kind of had a flash of, like, emotion. But I was able to compose myself. I was able to acknowledge them, take care of my patient that was there, and manage that situation and handle it in the end very professionally to make sure that even my abuser was able to receive their care and protect, even just kind of protect them from what sharing that with their provider. Because I don't know, I just felt like that was the right thing to do. I didn't want to make that situation about me. I've had enough healing and growth that I can move on. I don't want bad things for that person. They're still God's child, just like I am. And it's something that happened, and I don't know.
Well, and I think God, you know, as you and I kind of walked through that after it happened later that day, you contacted me and we were able to process it. You know, I think that was another, like, huge step in your healing process, wasn't it? Because God had given you the tools from talking with the counselor and stuff to prepare you for the moment. Doesn't mean it was easy, but you felt prepared, didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how I would have handled that had I not been through the counseling process. I was able to manage my emotions and manage my reactions and act very professionally, even though that unexpected trigger showed up very real to me. And I mean, my session was side by side. They were in the room next to me.
Wow.
I could hear them speaking the whole time I'm trying to treat and focus on serving someone else. And it was a real challenge.
God met you there.
He did. He did. And has surrounded me with wonderful people at work that were able to help me work through that too.
Well, such a powerful story, Jeff. What would you say, we've only got about a minute left, what would you say to someone who's listening today that's thinking, man, Jeff's telling my story, you know, me too. Greg, I hear you say you were sexually violated as a child. You know, what would you say to those people that hear us share about that today that have walked that same path, unfortunately?
Gosh, I mean, I would tell them that they're not alone. It's happened to a lot of people. I'd say, secondly, it's not your fault. It is not your fault. Thirdly, I would say, if you have not spoken to someone that you trust, you need to speak to someone about it. It'll be hard. It'll be painful. You'll put it off, but you need to speak to someone that you trust if you haven't. And if you have the opportunity to get connected with a trusted Christian counselor, it's a life-changing experience. It will change your life.
Well, man, I'm so proud of you. Thanks so much, Jeff, for sharing your story. I want to encourage you today, two things. If you've been a victim of being sexually violated as a child or even as an adult, one, get a copy of Rick Hutner's book, Resilient People. We'll have that in the podcast notes. If you're driving, you're like, oh, I can't write that down, just go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Or secondly, do what Jeff did and open up to, as he said, perfectly, gratefully, so prophetically with one other person about what happened to him. You don't have to live in shame, guilt, or feeling dirty anymore. And last but not least, if you don't feel like you've got anybody that you're comfortable talking with, please contact me. My contact information's on our website, hopeishere.today. You can email me. Just please contact me. We'll schedule a time to meet like Jeff and I did a few years ago, and God will set you free. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time on Hope is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.